Lord, we lift our hands in worship. We exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands in worship. We exalt your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Holy are you, Lord. All creation calls you God. Worthy is your name, Lord. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holiness. Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow and worship you. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content. In your presence there is life. Expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might. In your presence I can breathe. My love song offering, I'm in the presence of my King. 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 Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, Lord. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty, mighty, mighty God, Adonai, Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, Adonai. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, Adonai. Alleluia. Alleluia. Beloved, let us lift up our voice before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords tonight, magnifying the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our God that is faithful, that has brought us into the first watch of the torch heaven 8 times, as we take delivery of the all-round supernatural flourishing and fruitfulness in the year 2016. Let's lift up our voice and thank God for bringing us into this session by its mercy and by its grace. He has shown us faithfulness even by bringing us into this opportunity. Li apior to gazozia sepruza zendege kusolo brosuziate elibruzozia atua ilamakroso ziatoso endegege kustoso ziato endegege suzia lapri abondo gosuzie elapior to gazozie endege kusoto Elibruzozia, Azozia, Elabruzozia, Atoto Libruzozie, Endege Kusoto, Nebria Zozia, Negla Kike Kuata Labrondege Kustoso, Ensusia, Zapriatoza, Ella Pioto Gosusie, Zepriendege Kusoto, Ella Macrosusia Te, Ella Brosusia, Zaprenege Kustosozie, Enzo prodega custo sosie, illa mocro tu gazate, izo fruta gagoso siate, illa proto gosu siate, endege custosia, lepria sosia, endege custosia, la pusa ate, endege custote, illa prondege custote, izo prusa sia, apio otua, endege custosia, azuate, Elle priato gosuzia, endaga kazuza, zia prondege custoso, iso pruta gazate, libru no guzo zie, enso priandege ketula prendega custoso zie, iso proto goshote, legle custazo ziate, ila megruso zia, zapriando golubruso zie, endaga zozia, apio otuaz, Ella biondo gosuzia la prondege kuaza, isu priandege kusoto, ila mekuate la prosuzia te, estongege libru sosia, istoto go libru sosia, isu priandege kusto sosie, isu prondege kusote, ila mekruza zia, za priondege gesusie, endege kusoto, libru sosia, ilamekuata la prosus yate, endegege kusoto neglaki gazuate, indogo librus osie, isoporto asasie, illa piotu gazote, librus obososiate, endegege kustososia, illobo costosia, illa bio otua, atua, apendogo susie, endege custososia, libruno gustasasie, endege custosia, libruna gazo, endege librusosia, apio, otua, endege licra, asosia, atua, endege librusosia, endege librusosia, apio, ondege co librusosia, apio, ososia, apio to galubrusosia, endegege librusosia, apio, otozo, siata leprinagazo, endegege librusosia, endegege librusosia, endegege librusosia, apio to gaza, isopoto gosusia, etuate, elebrina quasa siatonica quata, elibrusosia te, leprenega custososia, esuata, lebeligrusosia, Ezopruta gaza siate, ilamakuata nagaso siate, ilomongrusa sie, etuande, ilamakuata nagaso siate, isuprina custoso sie, istusa pato go libru no gozote, esocrotusa, esombronega gazuate, ilomocrosu siate, isoprondege custoso sie, esoprondege custosia, Ila macrondi gagasuate, isupia, atua, apioto, elege ke custososia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Beloved, as we come into his presence this morning, I want us to turn together with me to the book of Psalm 51. Psalm number 51. Please turn together with me in your Bible to Psalm number 51. Taking delivery of God's mandate and blueprint for us for the year 2016. Psalm 51. The psalmist began to say, when God confronted a David, he confronted David having committed an atrocity with the wife of Uriah, having murdered the husband of the woman, and beloved, everything that was done in the Eden. David thought it was Eden for life. And he was going about his business as usual. And he continued to rule on the throne. There is not so much time to exegete the word at this moment. I thought that God would take me in another direction, but there are explicit things that the Lord will have us to deal with tonight in order to be made ready to take delivery of God's blueprint for us in year 2016 for our all-round supernatural flourishing and fruitfulness. David thought what he did was Eden. Little did he know that there is nothing Eden that will not be revealed. Jesus spoke in Luke chapter number 8. Verse 16. It said, no one can light a candle and put it under a bushel. But he puts a candle that is lit . No one can cover it in a container, but or put it under a bushel or a bed somewhere. But every little candle is meant to be put on the lampstand so that those who come in may see the light of it. For nothing Eden is free from becoming revealed. Everything that is done in the secret, they are made open. It was not what David thought is hidden from everyone. He had forgotten that there is an all-knowing, the all-seeing God who sees all things. No man, when he has knitted a candle, cover it with a vessel or put it under a bird, but set it on a candlestick that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed therefore all you hear, for whosoever asks, to him shall be given, and whoever have not, from him shall be taken, even that which is seemeth to have. Take heed all you hear. Because Jesus was dealing with some issues that has to do with the word and the heart that received the word. In the best of times, when David thought he has gotten away with what he seemingly thought nobody knew, what he has done, and everything was looking normal, God came to him through the prophet and dealt with what was eating, what was done in the evening. God dealt with the issue under the position of David. David assumed that at least the personality involved is no longer alive. But David had forgotten. Even when he has bribed, he possibly has used his authority on the people that went to go and get the woman for him, and he has silenced them. But yet, the all-knowing God, the all-seeing God, the God that cannot but see all things, saw the situation. And came unto David after all the deed was done to Nathan. Because God is quiet, or because certain things we are quiet about it, don't think that God does not know. But God wants to give us what he has written for this season, and he loved us enough, beloved, to deal with everything that needs to be dealt with. And become a reception, a personality that receive what heaven has declared for us. So we are going to go to the place called there. Nothing is hidden that shall not be revealed. But yet we saw in the book of 2 Samuel 11, David saw David was meant to be at battle. It was in a wrong season. The season where he was meant to be at the battlefront . The season when David was meant to be facing and doing the king's business, at the time when kings go out to battle, it was idle. He delegated his authority to others. Please go and battle. Joab and his servants with him, they went on his behalf as the fighting men of Israel. Yes, they had victory. They destroyed the Amorites and besieged Rabbah. But David remained in Jerusalem. At the time of battle, engaged. With pleasure. It was idle. So David got up from his couch and was walking on the flat roof, leisurely and walking all over the place. And then he saw a woman bathing, and she was very beautiful in appearance. David sent word and inquired about the woman. Some said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" David sent messengers and took her. He saw, he sent and take. He saw, he sent and he took her. He's a king. He can have whatever he wants. He saw, he sent and he took to partake of what does not belong to her, to him. When she came to him, he lay with her, and when she was purified from her uncleanness, she returned to her house. He lay with her and sent her home. Beloved, God's word said, she sent a messenger and said, tell David. She sent a word and told David, I am pregnant. And David quickly read Israel with all his smart plan. He rid Israel of Uriah, her husband, so that what was done in the secret will not be known. 2 Samuel chapter 11. He said to the man, come back home. A faithful man property. The only wife. The only precious possession. That he could call his own was his wife. He sent him home. He ordered him, go down to your house and wash your feet, spend time at home. Uriah left the king's palace and a gift from the king. David did atrocities but covered it up with a gift. David did atrocities but covered it up with relief from duty. David realized that both the gift and the relief is not working. Because for a faithful man, the kingdom agenda is still in their eyes. Beloved, stay with me this morning. We are still on holiday and God is going to do three things on this altar this morning. Uriah was committed. Uriah was faithful. Uriah was a loyal man. Uriah was a faithful man. Uriah refused a God-centered man. Will refuse the good offer of the king to lay and enjoy pleasure at the expense of the army of Israel. Uriah a man whose name is Jehovah is my light, that is Yahweh is my light, my flame. He knew that God is the only one that gave him the opportunity and so to be taken out of that opportunity to have a gift and a relief is not the answer. There is an assignment given to Uriah. So when you deal with such a man, in a cruel way, polluting the only thing he had going for him, in order to pollute him and defile him himself, it will be a big mistake because it cannot be covered. Beloved, if you stay with me, you will know where I'm going and you will know how to pray. God chooses the order, whether to do the last first or the first, the last. Beloved, he was kingdom minded. He understood covenant. Uriah said unto David, the ark and Israel and Judah abide in tent, and my Lord Joab and the servants of my Lord I encamped in the open fields. They were in the battle front. Shall I then go into my house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife as though nothing was going on? As thou livest and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing. I don't want relief from duty. The gift means nothing to me. cannot sell my covenant assignment. At the expense I cannot lose what was committed in my heart by God for relief, for pleasure, forgive. We have seen David apologize when he did this evil thing and the Lord came to him. This man said, no, I can't do this thing. I can't do this thing. I cannot do this thing. Beloved, he said, I remember covenant. I want you to know this morning, beloved, why is it that it was the wife of Uriah that was naked, bathing in our own house? How did David saw through that house? Beloved, this is a man that says, whose name is Jehovah is my light. David said, if you cannot go and have pleasure, if you refuse to be relieved from duty, a man that was mindful, and I know you came up this altar this morning because you are mindful of God. You are mindful of the kingdom of God. You are mindful of what God is about in this time and in this season. You are mindful of where God is taking the church, where God is taking us as individuals, where God is taking us collectively. You can imagine any personality that wants to engage in defiling, in polluting, beloved, in selling one, giving one to deny of everything that God has given us, they shall be wasted without recovery. David said, tarry here today also, and tomorrow I will let you depart. Uriah abode in Jerusalem that day and tomorrow. And when David had called him, he did eat and drank before him, and he made him drunk. He wants to he put him under manipulation. He said, gifting is not enough, relief is not enough. He said, I will manipulate you with drinking. He gave him drink. He gave him what he wanted to use to get him. Stay here today. You're are going to dine with the king. Another level of pleasure. It looks honorable. The offering seems, when you give a man like Haman this kind of opportunity, he will be excited. Haman said, the king has called me to dine with him. And Esther, guess who is the king inviting? Guess who this honor is given to? Beloved, wherever you are, beloved, I don't want to go ahead of myself, but my spirit is brooding because there are things the Lord wants to do tonight. And I don't want any casualty. So you must cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. And you want to see whether you behave like David, so that you can ask God for mercy. And beloved, if you don't behave like David, and you are the Uriah this morning, beloved, God will arise for any Uriah in this altar before David in the crazy moment can destroy and waste the life and the destiny of a godly man. A godly man must arise and say, no, I will not sleep. I will not stay today. I will not stay tomorrow. I will not drink from the king's dining table. He manipulated him through alcohol. He made him to go into stupor. He made him, he thought it would get him to lose control, to change his mind. But yet, he made him drunk, but he slept with the servants. I refused to go to his own house. Even though he was drunk, his heart was right. God kept him unpolluted. God kept him undefiled. When the defiled wants to defile you, God must help you to escape from defilement. And David went, you and I know that David came up with another strategy. He sent him back to the front line. He said, send Joab, put him up on the front line. When you smell a manipulation of the enemy, compromising environment. It lost the ability and the capacity to withstand the storm. They put a God-fearing man in the front line of battle. A man that has never been in that position before, where the battle was fearsome. I said they put him in a dangerous zone. They put him face to face with valiant opponents. Beloved, a man that have respect for covenant became wasted in battle. That was a satanic setup. He didn't return from that war alive. And then they reported back. David got to know about it. He said, the men did prevail against us and came out to us in the field, but we were on them and pushed them as far as the entrance of the city gate. Then the archers shot at your servant from the wall. Demonic arrow was shot. Satanic arrow. And the archers shot at your servant from the wall. Some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah, a man that distinguished himself, he said, some of the king's servants and your servant Uriah, a man that distinguished himself by faithfulness, by integrity, by loyalty, that distinguished himself by having respect for covenant. Some of the kings are dead, and your servant Uriah the Hittite is also dead. Then David said to the messenger, tell Joab, do not tell this thing, do not let this thing disturb you, for the sword divorced one side as well as another. Demonic oppression. An innocent man was placed under attack. And David said, it is just a common occurrence. He trivialized it. Bear with me. This is important. He says, strengthen your battle against the city and overthrow it. But the victim of pollution knew that everything that happened to that innocent man was coming from David and himself. She mourned her husband. And beloved, but David took him home as a wife. Compensation. God is unhappy when anybody mess with any personality that have respect for covenant. And I want to appeal to you, prevail in 2016, whatsoever you do, honor God with your life. And resist the devil. Don't wait when we see the writing on the wall. The enemy that is not stopped will stop us. It's gone past David. It was the same David that spoke and recognized that the victory that he had in many battles is sought in God. It was the same David who was perfect and achiever that has never lost a battle. It was the same David who was the least in the whose father is the least in Israel, who came as the least out of the house of Jesse. Beloved, when pleasure and idleness precede the importance that we place on the kingdom, it is possible to be an handyman for the devil that can use. It was idle. But my focus in this session is taking charge over this year, and I am decreeing judgment against any personality that used to be on the Lord's side, but Adam walked into trouble for planning on bringing other innocent personality into trouble that is planning on wasting and affecting, afflicting life, messing with what belongs unto the righteous in 2016. God is arising for their judgment. Unless there is repentance. And I see, I can identify the personality just by looking at the shape of what I saw. And the Lord told me that the older your glasses is as good as long as it has a holder. When the holder is smashed, that glasses cannot fit. So every instrument and devices of the diviners, ever will see to it that it is smashed. Every monitoring devices of darkness assigned to be used against the righteous, ever we locate them in 2016 by thunder and destroy them without personality that the enemy set up to pollute, to defile, but that is on the Lord's side, who have respect and honor for covenant and for the living God. I decree in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the polluter will be polluted, the defiler will be defiled, and the righteous will be rescued out of the snare of the fowlers in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Any personality aside against the prevailers in 2016, any personality born of a woman who has partnered with the devil to defile, to pollute, to corrupt, to waste, to deny, and to bring any righteous personality that is yoked with Christ into pollution, into defilement, and in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, expire now by fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, so you see that David committed atrocities indeed. The life of another was trivialized as if it was just a little thing. That is why the wicked trivialize ministries. They don't care who is suffering. They don't know that when they attack or when they become the anti-man for the devil, they are injuring individual from being effective and being able to serve. When the enemy trouble their home, it affects everybody in that home, even when it troubles a personality there. It disrupted everything about Uriah's family. And yet thought, a man who knows that Jehovah was his light, so you want to put that light under the bed? You want to waste it to prevent Israel from having a fearful man, a man that fears God, to serve in their midst? So any personality who made up their mind to war against covenants, any personality operating as a spiritual arm robber, operating as a satanic agent, operating as a stealer, a killer, and a destroyer of life of destiny, evil will arise on behalf of the righteous in 2016 and bring them under arrest in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It said, Ian, that one just died. Oh, don't worry. It just happens. Sometimes we lose, sometimes we gain. Any personality that programmed me or any prevailer to lose in any area of life in 2016, oh God, that keepeth covenant, locate them for judgment today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. challenge in them. Don't you know that the enemy is going to shoot an arrow from the wall? But you are meant to be there with them. You left them when there is no covering. There is no defense. He left Joab on his own with the army of Israel and was having pleasure. He made himself to have and take a time off when the battle was fearsome. They met with defeat. And he was saying, don't you know that you ought to know better? That the enemy will always attack by the wall. If you know that they will attack by the wall, then you will go with us. Anyway, don't worry. War kills sometimes one, sometimes another. You never know who is next. Can you imagine? Be encouraged, redouble your assault on the city and destroy it. Everybody thought it was over. God said it is not. Your life, my life cannot be wasted. And God looking. But we are not supposed to permit it. David. What has he just done? You've just snuffed out light. In daylight. Nobody lit a candle and put it under the bed. He thought the secret was in him, but he didn't know that there is the all-knowing God, the all-seeing. The Bible says that all things are seen before whom, Hebrews 4:13, before the one in whom we must do. I am standing for Uriah tonight in 2016, whose life will not be wasted because you will stop your stopper before they go crazy. So we saw that in chapter number 2, God sent this to him and told him that we have a rich man and a poor man. The rich man has many flocks and herds also. But the poor only has one thing. One little ewe lamb. Tender lamb. Beloved, one little. One little female lamb. That is what the poor man had. The poor man was satisfied with what he had. Because he bought what he had and raised what he had. It was like an Adasa that became an Esther. That which he had represents his investment. Of time, of love, concern, of his thought, of his imagination. It grew up with him and his children as a member of the family. It ate of his plate and drank from his cup and slept on his bed. That was a treasure to him. It was a familiar lamb that he had. He knows what he had so well. That was the object of his delight. That was the object of his joy. That was the proof of his effort. That was the proof that he had not wasted his life and his time. Beloved, and the Lord begins to tell us about the story. About what the poor man cherished. But the rich man abused. What the poor man loved, but the rich man hijacked. Because the rich was stronger and the poor was weak. A traveler dropped on the rich man. He was too stingy to take an animal from his own herd or flock to make a meal for his visitor. So he took the poor man's lamb and prepared a meal to set before his guest. He used what the poor man had to entertain himself. To satisfy his pleasure. He cared less about how he ought. I think if I bring it home a little, it will help you tonight so that you know where I'm going. Too quick. And the word says, rich but stingy. What David would not like to see done to his own, he did it unto another. The word of the Lord said, as long as it lies within your power, do good unto all men, especially those who are of the household of faith. Do good unto all men. Do good unto all men. Do good unto all men, especially those who are of the household of faith. Galatians chapter number 6. Verse number 10. Do good unto all men. Especially those who are of the household of faith. belongs to is out of, because it's under his authority. Unto all men. Beloved, it took what the poor had and used it as an entertainment. I love the way God will help us with the word. He was telling him a parable. Orobobo, you think you are smart? God was using words to speak to him to see. You are the king. You are the one who is judging everybody now. Let us see your disposition on this situation. Let us see what you will do. Beloved, when it comes down on that, you will know that it feels somehow on the other side too. David was furious. He said, the man who did this is supposed to be dead. Because a short letter said, you stole. You deny others of what belongs to them. You kill. And you've just destroyed a good marriage. What he explained to him was John 10:10. Because there's a foul spirit that was walking inside of a David at that phase of his life, who made him to take what belonged to another. Deny that family of being together and having joy. He killed the man and destroyed what that woman thought she had going for him, for her. The man that had tenderly looked after her. The man that she had only known. Beloved, he manipulated her to lay with her so that he can... to lay with him so that he can have some satisfaction, some stupid pleasure. Any personality that wants to get pleasure in my pain, God will judge them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Any personality that wants to have pleasure, even at my losses or your losses, God we expose them to judgment in the name of Jesus. Beloved, the story that I've just told you is that God said to Nathan, you are that rich man, the Lord God of Israel. I made you king of Israel. I saved you from the power of Saul. Why don't you say to yourself that you want to die? Why did you run away from Saul? If you can have mouth now to say that one loser, one gain, and it doesn't mean anything. I gave you a palace. God said, I've shielded you. I cover for you. I gave you a platform and a position. God said to him, I gave you wives also. Even God killed to keep a David on the throne. Beloved, God defended David. Beloved, Nabal killed himself. And David married Abigail. I gave you the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. And if that was not enough, I would have given you much more. Why then have you despised the law of God and done this horrible thing? Why? For you have murdered Uriah and stolen his wife. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But this commission, myself and every leader in this commission, and everyone connected to the destiny of this commission, we are exempted in 2016 from becoming a victim in the hand of the armed robber of life, of destiny, of ministry, of marriage, of gifting, of every good thing that is required for our flourishing and for our fruitfulness in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You have murdered Uriah. You have murdered a man who is born by Jehovah, who has been a light for him. And the personality or any power anywhere assigned on a demonic agenda to pollute, to defile, to kill, to destroy. I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, in this 2016, they turn unto themselves and begin to bring themselves down in the name of Jesus. I command the certificate of accession for the prevailers from now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Jehovah is my light. He kindled a flame and thought it can be hidden under the bush. Beloved, God was displeased with David. And God said to him, you despise my law. You've done an horrible deed. For you have murdered Uriah and stolen his wife. It said there will be constant threat in your family. From this time on, because you have insulted me, the one who shielded him in battle, the one that covered for him, the one that gives David victory continually, the one that gave David a platform to oppress from, he gave him the kingdom of Israel and that of Judah. He took him from the backside of the desert when he had no color. He poured his oil on his head. And he became a different man from that day forward. And nobody becoming somebody, he became a voice that was heard. An untrained man, but yet fighting battle and winning. It's not because you have insulted me there will be constant threat in your family from this time. Because you have taken another one, the wife of Uriah, he said, because of that which you have done, I will cause your own household to rebel against you. Because it became a destroyer of others' household. God said, his household will rebel against him. He secured rebellion. He purchased rebellion. And God said, his own portion, what he delights himself in, which were his wives. He said, your own wives also shall be given to another man, and they will go to bed with them in public view. That is open shame. His wife became other people's property. They also became other people's property. Yes. And said, you did it in secret. God said, I will do it to you in the sight of all the Israel. Where you were honored, that is where they will disgrace you. Publicly, public disgrace. Beloved, I'm using tonight, under the direction of the Holy Ghost, two-edged sword. God said, I will make your disgrace open. I will deal with your case in the same way that you have dealt cruelty with another. But beloved, what David did was, David was not hesitant. He said, I have sinned. Beloved, there are personalities that must come out and said that I have partnered with the devil, that in 2016, I don't want to partner with the devil anymore. David said, I have sinned against the Lord. And he confessed to Nathan. Yes, but the Lord has forgiven you. And you won't die for this sin, because on the law, when you sleep with another man's wife, they are to be stoned. But it was not hesitant. Beloved, God is against anybody sleeping with their neighbor's wife. In our days, people sleep anywhere, anyhow. Many times problems arise and you are wondering, where is the problem coming from? God said, you did it secretly, but I will do it openly. The word of the Lord said, if a man is found lying with a married woman, then both of them shall die, and the man who lay with the woman, as the woman does, you shall purge the evil from Israel. Deuteronomy 22:22. So you and I will understand. When Jesus was dealing with this situation, Jesus, they brought a woman to Jesus. They said, we caught her in the very act of adultery. And the law of Moses said, when you find anybody doing so, they should be stoned. Jesus, what do you say? Jesus said, if any one of you have never made that mistake, then throw the first one, because any personality that does the deed is supposed to be killed. Deuteronomy 22:22, Leviticus 20:10 told us, according to the law, what was meant to happen. But out of everybody standing, when they brought the woman, when they brought Mary, to Jesus, beloved, in John chapter number 8, the accuser of Mary, they have some things that they were doing. That's why the word tonight is a two-edged sword, so that nobody will be a casualty. Beloved of this prayer, thou must be prayed. You have, and I'm speaking in parable, you have your own garment that you wear to church on every Sunday. You have your own dress you wear to your office Monday to Friday. Why is it that you are not satisfied? You are not naked. Why is it that your eyes is on another man's dress? On another woman's dress that was not even as much of the right quality. It doesn't cost as much as what yours has cost. Why are you uncontented? Beloved, with what God has given you, unsatisfied. Uncelebrated. Beloved, when David was walking around on that day, he saw what belongs to another. That was what he wanted. When the mind goes ballistic and goes haywire, only longing and desiring what you know you cannot have. So what you have, what you take is a twisted instrument. Because that is not yours, full stop. And God wants to deal with that this morning. And that is why when God came unto David, it was open. And David begins to pray unto the Lord. Is not a time of idleness, a time where you follow pleasure at the expense of your promise. It's not a time, beloved, to be careless and open one up to the devil. Beloved, it's not a time not to be busy and be kingdom minded. It's not a time to allow the enemy to rob anyone of the truth. The word of the Lord is godliness with contentment. Is a great gain. Regardless of the number of wives David could even have, everything about those things, they remain here. And everything that I have said, what is it that you are dying to have outside of the will of God that has sponsored pollution, defilement, corruption, that has made man to behave inappropriately and behave stupid, and selling the treasure and the promise to gain one thing that makes you to lose all things. Beloved, godliness with contentment is a great gain. We brought nothing into this world. It is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therefore be contented. What he's saying to us is that get happy. Be satisfied. Pursue what God gives you, but what God did not give you, you do not have to compromise so that you can gain what you are not meant to have and lose everything that you are meant to have had. One of the things with David was that he didn't see that another spirit had entered into him in the time of his idleness, in the time that he was just looking and walking everywhere. And beloved, he lacked spiritual insight. He was unable to discern where his emotion was taking him. He was unable to come to an understanding of the setup of darkness. Beloved, David was not aware of an entrapment that was set up for him to displease God. He was entrapped. He lacked discernment. He didn't pick up any spiritual signal. David played into the hand of the devil. His flesh attracted him. To public disgrace. His flesh attracted him to continued threat in his family. The continued threat, beloved, is the sentence of death. And you will see that the death was not just in the body. You will see that his throne was threatened. The platform of his oppression came under attack. There was an internal war against him. What was threatened? Miscarried. Positions begin to happen in his own lifetime. Absalom Gad went to take the throne that was meant for Solomon. What was impacted in the life of David? His own son rebelled against him. Companies of men whom he has trusted. Company of trusted men. They were in collusion with each other. They stood against David. The Ahithophel, the same people that he raised in his own palace, in the same way that Uriah raised his wife, nurtured his wife, and gave her color, cherished his wife. Beloved, David rose, raised an Ahithophel that who become groomed under the leadership of David. And beloved, in that leadership, if there was an impartation that made Ahithophel to become one that speaks with the wisdom of God like an angel. He became mature. He became skilled. He became prominent. He stood out among all the other advisors of David. And beloved, what he had, he used it against David to give a counsel that must bring David down. So the one that he groomed became a legal advisor of the threat that was going to bring his life down and kick him out of the platform. So what they have gained under his leadership became what they use against him. What Ahithophel gained, he used against David. I don't know what Uriah's wife looked like when he married her, but from the witness and describe it, she has no color. She was like their dancer in the Esther. They turned her. Little lamb that was raised, that became beautiful. And it was that beauty, beloved, that attracted David. But David did not have an understanding. Oh, mercy, she was involved. Such personalities that pollute and defile, that become an instrument in the hand of the devil, they don't know how Uriah's wife looked like the way she looked. They didn't know that that was an investment of somebody's love, her husband's love. That was an investment of somebody's care, of somebody's nurturing, of somebody's time, of somebody's money, of somebody even who considered that personality as a treasure. And therefore, in 2016, what covenant of God has given to us, anything and everything that seeks to defile it, to pollute it, to stand in the way so that it is hindered of its fulfillment, of its performance, and it is denied of its realization, I decree and declare this morning, I bring them to judgment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. When David begins to speak unto the Lord and cry out, I want you to know that there are two ways on this altar that God gave me today. There are personalities that whose heart has been hardened. And who is on a mission. But not the mission of God. Any such personalities oppressed by the power of the enemy, God will judge them. But there are personalities who are under the influence, the spirit of the devil, to gain, to steal, to kill, to destroy, whose eyes is on what God has not given to them but has given unto another. And they don't know what to do because their pleasurable desires and thoughts do not consider who is going to lose what damage and what impact they were to make. Beloved, they do not know. That was the life of David. He lacked spiritual understanding of why he was restless. It's the spirit of restlessness, the spirit of idleness I'm dealing with this morning. It is the enemy that makes man to become a victim, a beloved, or an anti-man for the devil to perform a wicked oppression. David was not aware. I want you to know that when he became aware, because God sent his word to him, he went on his face and said, "Answer, show me mercy. Have mercy upon me." Psalm 51. Oh God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my weakness and guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. I am conscious of my transgression. He knew what he did, but he was unconscious of the power behind his behavior. My sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak. Your sentence are faultless in your judgment. I was brought forth in a state of wickedness in my mother conceived me, and from my beginning I too was sinful. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being and in the hidden part of my heart. You will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness and be satisfied. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. A right and steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Beloved brethren, everything that was missing in the life of David was David talking about, because he was depressed. David became distressed. David, beloved, does not feel God anymore. David become agitated and David become fearful. David became troubled because he was yet to deal with what he needs to deal with. Beloved, and make himself to be alienated from the deliverance of God because he covered a sin. Restore to me the just salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit, because his heart has become hardened. He said, then I will see transgressors your way, and sinners shall be converted and return to you. Rescue me from blood guiltiness. Oh God, the God of my salvation, then my tongue will sing joyfully of your righteousness and your justice. Oh Lord, open my lips and my mouth may declare your praise. For you do not delight in sacrifice, or else I will give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. My only sacrifice accepted to God is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, broken with sorrow for sin, thoroughly penitent. Such, oh God, you do not despise. By your favor, do good to Zion, and may you rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. God, as far as heaven is concerned, he showed me, for the false personalities that are ready, that you don't want to be denied in 2016, and you deal with these cases this morning, I see that every threat that you have gone through, beloved, spiritually, physically, every depression, distress, every restlessness, and every form of disappointment will come to an end, because you choose to take your case up with God and apply for mercy. Because we are going to be dealing with the spirit behind it even this morning. But I want you to go before God and say, God, what I do not know that I have done that has caused my spirit to be restless, my soul to be agitated, my mind to be troubled. Lord, expose it to me. Show it to me. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Expose it to me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Expose it to me. Have mercy upon me. And forgive me. Expose it to me. Have mercy upon me. Ila mi osukasote. Ila protusa. Si atenge libros ote. El libros osiato. I doble ge kesua. Apio otuasa. El sopriata gazote. Ila bekua aprosu si ate. El lebre de bokuso si ate. Ila brosu gazate. Ila bobrondi gaga custo sosie. Ende gaga susia. Apioto. Onde gaga libru sosie. Ende gaga libru sosie. Ende gakua apio otuaza. Ike gakua apioto. Onde gaga libru sosate. Ilo brosu si ate. Ende gaga custo si ate. El libro sosi atolia, il aprosto gazate, il soprusto sosiate, ente che custo sosa, il aprosto gazasia, il aprosto siate gaiate, il ebresi cattolica quasa, il ebebenglo sosiate, il lopro nega caso siate, ente che apio ossusia, Ella brusa atua ta aya endige kwa apioso endige kesusa apioto endige kwa apio otua asate elli bruso sia atuate endige kusto sosie esupriandege kusoto ila mekroto gazate endige kesusia Endega apios gazate ilobrosu siato ilabresi ke kwa apioso dosuate ilabrosu siate endega kesusie endega kesusa ate ilabrosu gazate istula brote ke gosuate endega ke libru sosie endega ke el libru sosia Illo bobo custo sosie, illo bia atuaza. Beloved, you cannot cast out a spirit if the anchor is on the inside of you and you don't know it. David wanted to judge the situation, but he never knew that on the inside he did it. He didn't know that the letter of Nathan, the scenario that Nathan was describing was about his life. So he rose to judge. And he said, you are the one. So you cannot come with me. And we go begin to judge the spirit of idleness tonight. And we are judging the spirit that prioritizes pleasure above the promise of God. We are dealing tonight with demonic arrangements to gain natural things at the expense of supernatural flourishing and fruitfulness. But we can't deal with this spirit without reading its all, its anchor, inside of anyone. And that is why you are said to the Lord, my Father, by the power ha pioto onde da cusote il la pioto da sotie e te da cusoto e libro saate e te da cusoto e te da quasa e diga a pio otuate e liba atua saziate e diga qua atto do cusote e te da libro sosia e te da cosia a piato e libro saatua e te da cusote e diga a pio otuate e libro saatua e sopriante che libro sosie e te che cusoto e suprusasiate e la prodi che consuate e stotuca zapioto le claca cucu cusote e le prisasia e la prodi che suate e te che custososie e la prodi che sate e susia apioto onde che libro sosie e te che sua a pioto e legra si a tua anda che sua a pioto e ladra che custo sosiate e te che custoto e te che lebru saate e la pio o tua a pioto e te che suate e libru sosiate e te che a pio o tuasa e te che qua a pioso e te che lebru sosie e te che libru sosia e diga a pio o suate e te che qua a pio o susa asia e diga qua sote e diga qua a pio o licra sosie e sto te che cusote e sopri na caso e sto te che sosie e te che cusoto e la pioto desate e libru sosiate e stonde che cusote e la bequasa ziatolia le custo sosiate e sopronde che custo sosie e sopronde che custo sosie e te che susia e lo proso ziataia catoso e te che libru sosie e te che qua a pio o suate e la pio te che custo sosia e sto te che le brusa si a te e sto sapio lo creseto e te che custo sosie e sto brusa si a te e le brida custo sosie e sto brida cagazote e la brosi cataia in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, il lobby acquata casate che libro sosie, ende che sosia, ende che custo sosie, il la prodiga qua a pioso, ende che a pionde casatia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We saw that the beginning of David's problem was based on idleness. A vainfulness spirit. The spirit that only good just enough to empty. That spirit took hold of him. It emptied him of a spiritual sensitivity, discernment, spiritual ability to know what was going on. Idleness is an empty spirit. It is an enemy that can only turn personality to be below their level. This false spirit is a reducer. king cannot control himself. He lost all sense of being in charge of the palace of the kingdom that God has given to him. I want you to lift up your voice and you are saying, any power anywhere programming idleness in my life to sponsor worthlessness that denies me of flourishing and becoming fruitful in 2016, what are you waiting for? Expire. Expire by fire. Ilamir otugazate. Ikekua apio osuate. Mekua atua. Endige etua asuate. Endige kuzoto. Endige kuazo. Indege kesuzia. Zepri atugazate. Endege kuzoto. Ilapio otugazate. Ilaprotua asuate. Endegege libru sosia, endege kuazo, endege kuzoto, endege esua apioto, ondegege libru zaate, endege kuzoto, endegege kustososia, illa proso, isuketaya, endegege sua apia atua, endega apio otuaza, Endegege susia, ondiga aqua, apiondiga kosuate, endege kusoto, endegege libru sosie, endege elucru sosiate, endege kosiata, ilapio otuaza siate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. His idleness made him to behave like a mere man rather than he redirected his authority. He made it to become a tool of defilement, a tool of pollution. A man that God put on the throne from the backside. Beloved, he had opportunity, he abused it. He said, get out for me. That is why you are going to pray. Every satanic setup in 2016 to keep me busy in pleasing myself at the expense of the covenant promise of God for me. What are you waiting for? Expire. You shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus, every satanic set up in 2016 to keep me busy, pleasing myself, pleasing my flesh at the expense of my covenant promise of flourishing and fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus, I command you, expire, expire, expire. You shall not prosper. Expire. In the name of Jesus, ilabia atuate, ilabio osusiate, endige kuazo, isoproso, endige kuzate, ilapriato. Endege kesuate, endege kua asuate, endege libru sosia, endege kuazo, endege kuazo, endege kusto sosiate, endege libru sosia, ondege diga qua apio o tua ente che cusoto e la prosica taia e la macuata e puasa e soprusa saziate e la piondru da gaso e stosa attuate ente che qua apio da zate e da mai di dem of the lodges. You are going to set every program of selfishness and self-centeredness that makes me to become an instrument in the hand of the devil to achieve the agenda of the enemy against the righteous. What are you waiting for? Die in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be a quarter gazote, endiga apio otuaza, endiga cusote, endiga apio digazate, elibruza ate, endiga gelibruzosia. Every program of selfishness, self-centeredness, every program of flesh-oriented, evil thought and imagination, that wants me to become a victim or a handyman in the hand of the devil to accomplish its purpose against the righteous. What are you waiting for? You shall not prosper. Die in the name of Jesus. In la pio otuaza, en dike kuato, en libros osiate, in la pia apio otuaza. Ne cruzu di ate, esso pru asla sa ate, ente ge libru zosia, ente ge qua apiata, illa piotu ga sa te, ente ge endiga kuaza, endiga kuata, el libru zo ote, ente ge endiga kuaza, endiga apioso, the money program of selfishness and self-centeredness assigned to turn me to an instrument in the hand of the devil against the righteous. What are you waiting for? Expire by fire. 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 Expire by fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You shall not take place. Expire now. You shall not take place. Expire. You shall not take place. Expire by fire. In la piotu casate. El libro sociate. In la piotu casate. El libro sociato. El tege cusoto. El libro sociata, entegega libro socia. What you have to see was that that thing was happening to David after he just came back and had a major landmark, beloved victory. He had just achieved victory against the Arameans. The word of the Lord says that David killed 700 Aramean charioteers and 40,000 horsemen and struck Sobak and the commander of their army, and he died there. When all the king's servants and dancers saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they made peace with Israel and served them. So the Arameans, which are the Syrians, were afraid to help the Amorites anymore, because God has just accomplished a great thing through the David. It was a setup that comes after victory, a setup that comes after a man has seen the hand of the Lord. You have seen every setup of the enemy that wants me to displease God after achieving a landmark success. What are you waiting for? You shall not prosper in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopi atuazo, ilami otro, zuzi mature. I must not be vulnerable. After testimony, I must not become vulnerable. After great achievement for the Lord, in the name of Jesus, in la piotu gazate, in la piotu nananga sosie, in susa apiotu, in libru sosiate, in ligato otuate, in tegeke sua aprosusiate, in la pronike gesuate, in tegeke sua apio, on tegekuzote, in libo osuate, in libru sosiate, Etegege libru sosia, in la brusa siate, in the mighty name of Jesus. David does not understand his season and his time. It was the season of battle that he was idle. There are times that we have to fast, there are times we have to feast. The word of the Lord said that there is time for everything that is created under the sun. He lacked discernment of his timing and his season. He was idle when he was going into battle. And then the enemy set him off. That is why you and I were going to rise up in our spirit man. Because when we come back at 5 a.m., we might not have enough time. Beloved, but I want you to pray this morning. And you are saying, Lord, every arrangement of the enemy that wants me to be vulnerable after success, vulnerable after victory, vulnerable after a great achievement, what are you waiting for? Expire, 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 expire. Every programmer of the enemy to make me vulnerable after my good news and be a victim in the hand of the devil. In the name of Jesus, expire. Bekusa atua atua. Endegeku apio otuaze. Endegeku soto. Endegeke libru soziate. Ilapio otuaze. Endegege libru sosie, endige kuazate, endege kuzoto, el libro susiate, endege equa apioso, endege kuzoto, ila pro susiate, esusa aproto, endegege libru sosia, indolomosiate, indogo kuzosiate, ilo pro susiate, in the name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, speak into 2016. As for me, the prevalence around the earth, I decree in the name of Jesus, 2016, I align you with the word of God. You will not fall, you will not have vulnerability against my life after success, after victory, after flourishing, after becoming fruitful, after my breakthrough, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sophia de Gasosia, in Tegekua Apioto, Sopriato Sosiate, in Likekua Sosiato, in Sondo Gokusto Sosie, in Tegekusoto, in Sophia de Gasatie. El libro sociate, el tege que sucia, y sopro tege cuasacia, y lo mongro sociate, el lepro sociate, in the mighty name of Jesus, y lo piotica satia, y lo prusaciate, el tege cuasote, y sucia, apio otuasa, el tege qua apioto, Ondege qua apito dogo libru sosie, endege cuato, endege che suate, endege cususiato, endege cususate, il lo brusa si ate, istondege cusate, il lo bocuate casate, il lo bocusto sosie, endege cusoto, endege Ata Ella Brosso on the Libris Ote and the Gequa Aslate and the Gecosiata and the name of Jesus. Speak unto your own life. You have said, my life, my destiny. I charge you by the power and the blood of Jesus. Escape the demonic setup. Escape the snare of the fathers in 2016. My life, my destiny, my ministry, my career, the gifting and the graces of God upon my life. Escape the demonic setup. Escape the snare of the fathers in the mighty name of Jesus. For the snare is broken. You have escaped. For your help is in the name of the Lord. Therefore, you shall not be a prey in any setup of man, set up by man, set up by the devil, set up by entities, set up by any familiar spirit, set up by any satanic demonic personality. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, my life, my destiny, my ministry, my marriage, the prevailers around the world, I command you this day by the blood of Jesus, escape demonic setup, escape this name of the fathers, in the name of Jesus, in the Satya, in Susa Atua, in the marketplace, in the church, in interacting with people on the upfront, in the ministry, in the boardroom, escape the demonic setup, escape satanic setup, escape the snare of the fowlers, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the Sisiatolobosiate. I want you, the Bible, to the word of the Lord said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord because he delighted in their ways. But beloved, something else ordered the step of David into trouble. You are going to speak unto your instrument of destiny that carries the carrier of your, as beautiful as the body is, when there is no leg, you can't go far. We need the instrument of the leg to carry this vessel, this treasure that God has put on the inside of us. I don't know, whatever your instrument of destiny is, it must not be found wandering in a wandering land. It's not permitted. That is why you are speaking. I'm just going to stop after the next prayer so that you can get a bit of rest. You are speaking into your legs. Whether your instrument of destiny is a leg that has to be in a vehicle that carry you, without your leg, at least you need the leg to walk to the vehicle. And you don't remain in the vehicle. You get off the vehicle and you go and do whatever God commissioned you to do. So that becomes your carrier. But look, the steps that David took, he took it in the wrong place. He went to the wrong place. He was wandering at the wrong time in the wrong place. That's why you and I must say to our leg, my leg, hear ye the word of the Lord. In 2016, you will not agree with the devil to carry me into trouble. You will not agree with the enemy of the covenant, promise of God in my life, to make me a prey, even in the wandering land, in the mighty name of Jesus. My leg, I challenge you by the authority of the word of God. You will not order me into problem. You will not order me even into the hand of my enemy. You will not order me. You will not direct me away from God. You will not order me into any trouble, any problem, assigned or planned against my life. It's a piercing. In la prutu gazazia, in sopru negazo, in sopru negeku kuzosie, in libru de qua a piosu gazate, in la bionde gekuzote, in la pro susiate, in labio otuaza, in de custo o suate e lo brose e deghe qua a pioto o deghe che libro sosia e sopia a suate e deghe che libro sosia e deghe qua aso. My feet you will not lead me to trouble. My feet you will not lead me to trouble. My steps you will not order me into the net that was drawn for me by the enemy in 2016. In the mighty name of Jesus, my steps is, hear ye the word of the Lord, be ordered by the Lord. My legs be ordered, my feet, my spiritual feet, my spiritual and physical feet. Hear ye the word of the Lord, be divinely led, be divinely helped, be divinely directed in the pathway of destiny fulfillment, in the pathway of realization of God's agenda, in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not lead me into trouble. You will not lead me into satanic pit. You will not lead me into the net that was strong for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. 2016, I charge you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Agree with the word of God concerning me. My feet will not lead me into trouble, into traumatic experience. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In la pionde ga custo sosia, in la proto ga satua, in la pre esusia, a pioto ga sosia, in dolobo siate, in dege qua, a pioto ga sosie, in dege cusoto, in la proto siate, in dege ge qua, a pia, a tua ga sosie, in dege ge ge libru sosie, in dege ge libru saate, Etaka apio o tua saciate, etegege libru socia, etegego suate, etega cu usociate, eleprusa atua, etegege libru socia, etegege qua apioso, ondege qua apio degege socia, etegego siate, etegege libru socie, etegege qua apioto. Ente gege libru socia, uso proto, onde gege libru socia, iso pio onde gege libru socia, ente ge qua, apioto go socia, ente ge qua, apiosa, ente gege custoso, illa proto gazatie, indogo tua, atua sacie, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, say to the Lord, where my feet is leading me, outside of the purpose and the agenda of God, by the power in the blood of Jesus, in 2016, I shall not go there. You will not lead me out of the divine agenda of God for my flourishing and fruitfulness. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sapia, Akuata Gazote, in Leprusa Siate, in Dege Kusoto, on Dige Kuazo, in Dega Apia Atua, in Sosia Atuata, in La Bequa Sosiate, in Sapia Ato, in Degege Libru Sosia, in Degege Libru Sosia, in Sosia Atua, upon Degege Libru Sosia. Esu catole, ella prianto go custo socie, ente gege libru socia, ento go socia, ente da qua apia ato socie. In the name of Jesus, the word of the Lord, Jesus said, unto us is given the understanding of the mysteries of God. He said unto us, everything that in John chapter number 15, everything that the Father has told me, I have shown them unto you. Everything, not some things. Everything that the Father has given him, he said, he has shown it unto us. He has shown it unto us. The word of the Lord speaks about the sons of Issachar. who understand the timing and the seasons of God, and they know what Israel must do. And if Jesus said, there are seasons in God that are made known to us by the Spirit of the living God. Therefore, we are not permitted to be ignorant of the divine timing or the divine season of God for our lives. That is why you are lifting up your voice and you are saying, my Father, by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus, trust me with your destiny arrangement, with your seasonal planner and seasonal and timing, Lord, for every event that you have commissioned me to accomplish in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, trust me with the secret of your timing and your agenda for my life, through my life, for this commission and through this commission in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Can you say to the Lord, give me an understanding of my timing and my season, and give me grace to do your will, O God. Lord, my Father, give me understanding of my timing, of my season, and order my step to make the right decision and be in the right place at the right time in 2016, escaping disaster, destruction, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are saying this morning, the power that pollutes and defiles the righteous, what are you waiting for? There's no place for you in my life. Expire by fire in the name of Jesus. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, brethren, present your body as a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable before God. This is your reasonable service. That is why you are resisting and you are saying, every power assigned to pollute me, every power assigned to defile me, that I might become a loser, and even in 2016, what are you waiting for? If we expire by fire, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, ilabotua zasiate. Le grotoa zaprondi kakwaze ezuprinda kasotie iloprode gekosusa zeprode kakusto zotie isoprode kakusto zotie ilaprode kakwaza le kesuate. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, I want to take three prayers because right in front of me I see certain things. You are saying every power that wants me to be discomforted this year, because when you lay in your bed, the cushion of your pillow is to give you that comfort. Every power anywhere assigned to make me lose comfort and be unstable, that wants me to play away with the comfort and counsel available for me in God, expire by fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Expire, 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 in the name of the Lord Jesus. Zeketua Azua Atuati Indagasotie Inaboza. In the name of Jesus, I want to stop. But there's somebody on this altar right now, your left ear, I don't know what you're feeling there. Maybe it's like water, but you will hear that your ear, the ear pops. It pops from time to time. I want you to say, every demonic arrow shot at me in my hearing, what are you waiting for? Jump out and by fire on your center. Let every excess fluid in the ear dry up now in the mighty name of Jesus. In la biotica socie, en deke kusoto, en libru sociate, en la pro sociato, en deke qua, a pioto da satia, in la pro deke kusoto, en la pro sociate, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in la pro sociate, en libru socia, a tua, a suate, en deke qua, a suate, Entegege libru socie, entege qua, aprondo goku socia, estondo lobosi ate, enteneve libru socie, entege qua, apioto go socie, entegege libru socie, in lobros ate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, say to the Lord, my Father, cover me by the blood of Jesus. For what you have done for me tonight, it is permanent. In the name of Jesus, preserve me for what you have prepared for me, even at the 5 a.m. prayer line. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Zoprondega Kustososia. Zoprondega Sosia Tagaya Kustosia. In Dolomosiate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Unto you, the eternal King of glory, who has called me, my God, I work wonders. Unto you, I return the glory, I return the honor, I return the praise for all that you have done for us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, I just address that situation and I decree and declare no man, no father, no brother will weep this year in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, therefore, I declare that as we come together tonight, I that this early hours of the morning, 5 a.m., Lord, I declare that we come together with an attitude of gratitude. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Father, we ascribe greatness unto you. Unto you be the glory, the honor, for you will yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us. Unto you be glory, honor, and praise, for you perform to perfection your word that you have spoken through me and that which you have instructed me to declare tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, one thing that I saw, that is why I paused a little bit while running to the end of that prayer, I see that their personality on this altar that has to go to just someone and you are going to beg the individual. You will actually, I see you honorably making right what was wrong. And grace is poured out on your behalf that even before you get there, God has prepared the way and the passageway to reconciliation is open for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you've got to do it. You've